When Bianca Andreescu defeated Serena Williams at the 2019 US Open, she did something unexpected. She credited a 15-minute daily meditation practice. Grammy-winning artist Miguel runs through it with his entire crew before concerts. Entrepreneurs, athletes, and millions of everyday people worldwide have woven this practice into their lives. Not because it promises enlightenment in a cave, but because it delivers tangible results in minimal time. This isn't your grandmother's meditation. It's a fusion of ancient wisdom and cutting-edge neuroscience designed for people who don't have hours to sit cross-legged, but desperately need mental clarity in an increasingly chaotic world. The method emerged from rock bottom, a broke immigrant sleeping on a musty couch, cold-calling attorneys who hung up on him. What transformed that desperation into a $100 million company with 20 million followers? A meditation practice that treats your mind like you treat your body, with daily hygiene, intentional training, and measurable outcomes. We brush our teeth daily, but rarely wash our minds. Morning anxiety or replayed embarrassments get projected onto everyone we meet. Compassion training addresses this, not syrupy sympathy, but fierce practice recognizing yourself in others. Consider fundamental attribution error. Someone cuts you off, you think, "What a jerk." When you cut someone off, you had reasons. Compassion dissolves this double standard. University of Wisconsin-Madison research proves it's trainable. 2 weeks of guided practice physically changes brain scans, increasing activity in regions managing suffering and emotional regulation. Benefits extend beyond warm feelings. Compassion practices reduce stress reactivity, decrease PTSD symptoms, and reverse aging at the genetic level. Meditators' telomeres, DNA aging markers, don't shorten like non-meditators. University of Pennsylvania's Very Happy People study revealed profound well-being comes from social connection strength, not money or success. The practice? Visualize someone you love. Feel that love physically. Give it a color. Let it expand throughout your body, forming a protective bubble. Gradually, expand this bubble to encompass your room, home, neighborhood, city, and finally, Earth itself. With practice, this connection becomes automatic, transforming your mental health and everyone you encounter. In 1922, Einstein penned 13 words that later sold for $1.56 million. A calm and humble life brings more happiness than the pursuit of success combined with constant restlessness. He discovered what neuroscience now confirms. We're trapped in an "I'll be happy when" syndrome that makes fulfillment perpetually unreachable. You tell yourself, you'll be happy when you graduate, find love, get promoted, buy that house. You achieve these goals, feel brief elation, then quickly return to baseline and set new targets. Dan Sullivan calls this the forward gap, the distance between present satisfaction and the happiness you believe future outcomes will bring. Gratitude is the revolutionary antidote, the fastest way to produce happiness chemicals through thought alone. Dr. Robert Emmons' UC Davis study found that after 10 weeks, gratitude journalers felt more optimistic, exercised more, and visited doctors less frequently than those who wrote about complaints. The 3x3 gratitude method: 3 things you're grateful for in your personal life, 3 in your work life, and 3 about yourself. That last category trips people up. We fear appearing narcissistic, yet the problem isn't too much self-love, but too little. Resentment, rejection, and regret, the 3 R's, are insidious feelings rooted in past events that continue hurting us in the present. Like Simba in The Lion King, past pain persists until we learn from it and let go. Forgiveness is the antidote, but it's not about releasing others from accountability. It's about setting yourself free. The science is remarkable. People who forgive perceive hills as less steep, jump higher in fitness tests, and maintain healthier heart rates. In 2016, scientists studying Zen monks discovered their brainwave patterns showed extraordinarily high alpha amplitudes and left-right brain coherence. When they tested forgiveness practices on ordinary people, it was the most effective way to achieve these monk-like brain states. One participant achieved his highest alpha wave amplitudes ever after practicing deep forgiveness. Scientists explained that forgiveness accelerates synchronicity and manifestation, essentially making people luckier. The first rule, you can forgive anything. If Nelson Mandela can invite his jailers to dinner after 27 years of unjust imprisonment, you can forgive whoever hurt you. Ken Honda, Japan's Zen millionaire, attributes much of his success to forgiving his stoic father, healing his money wounds, and allowing him to trust mentors. Self-forgiveness is even harder. Many carry hidden regrets that damage self-esteem over time. If you've learned from mistakes and committed to change, you deserve your own forgiveness. The best apology is changed behavior. Importantly, forgiveness doesn't mean reconciliation. You can forgive a thief while still reporting them. Forgiveness is an internal healing process for yourself alone. Creative visualization isn't wishful thinking. It's scientifically validated. Studies show basketball players who only visualize training improved almost as much as those who physically practiced. The key is specificity and a 3-year time frame. Humans overestimate what they can achieve in 1 year, but drastically underestimate what's possible in 3. In that span, you could complete a degree, meet your soulmate, or launch a company. Create a mental screen 6 feet in front of you, 15 degrees above the horizon, a positioning that helps produce alpha waves. Watch your dreams play out like a vivid movie, engaging all 5 senses. Phase 5 brings this vision into immediate reality through segment intending, pre-envisioning your next 24 hours as meaningful segments. Divide your day into chunks: morning routine, commute, work periods, meals, evening activities. Declare intentions like, "My morning will be filled with energy." This works through your reticular activating system, a network of nerves that filters information, prioritizing whatever you focus on. When you declare intentions, you command your brain to notice those specific elements. Great days become great weeks, then great months, years, and ultimately an epic life. The final phase connects you to a higher power, something 84% of humanity believes in. Receive a blessing from whatever resonates: God, universe, higher self, or inner wisdom. It's about having the humility to ask for help from forces beyond ourselves. The blessing takes seconds. Imagine light from above encapsulating your body. This provides closure while setting you up to feel supported throughout your day. The most powerful mental model is believing the universe loves you. When you believe the universe works in your favor, you'll have a beautiful experience of life. Even atheists benefit by connecting to their inner power, strength, resilience, or wisdom. After giving so much in previous phases, this is your moment to receive, letting abundant energy integrate everything as you step into your day. Google X co-founder Tom Chai argues we need an exponential rise in human consciousness as technology advances. Only elevated consciousness prevents catastrophic misuse of our growing capabilities. We oscillate between the primitive mind, operating from survival, scarcity, and competition, and the higher mind, which embraces presence, gratitude, and compassion. The 6-phase meditation shifts us toward the higher mind. While primitive instincts serve individual survival, collectively, they could destroy humanity. You begin meditation for yourself, and that's enough. But imagine if everyone meditated daily, feeling compassion and inspiration to contribute meaningfully. Our world would transform. Even when you plateau, keep going. Like physical exercise, mental practice remains beneficial long after visible results appear. Meditation won't make you immune to challenges, but it provides skills to thrive through setbacks, extract wisdom from pain, and grow through experience. This practice transforms not just your consciousness, but potentially our collective future.